Consecutive season with 1,000-plus rushing yards. What does it mean to you?
No, I've just been blessed to play at a high level for a long time in this league. I've always set out to be consistent and a tough runner, and, being able to do that now since I've been a starter means a lot.
And to be in with that group of names, I mean, it's a great group of names. I know you're kind of a historian of the game. It's got to mean a lot.
It means a lot. You know, that group I joined today, I'm fans of all those guys. Really appreciate what they've done for the position, and I try to carry the torch of, you know, just being a franchise running back.
Well, can you take us through the 14-yard run? What did you see? I know it just kind of happened for you.
Well, actually, the play was a mistake made by our offensive personnel, and it might turn into a new play next year for us. But the split flow in the backfield opened a major crease in the inside of their defense and allowed me to gash for 14 yards.
Partly because someone lined up wrong or something?
Someone went the wrong way.
Oh, okay.
But it worked out for me. Yeah, it's a little disappointing, but this game doesn't define what we've accomplished this year. I think the first 8 games of the season, you saw a young team, a team learning how to win on the road, a team trying to learn how to find their identity. Second 8 games of the season, the second half of the season, you saw a team mature. You saw young guys step up, make plays. The continuity of the team continued to grow week in and week out. We started learning how to pull off tough games and winning on the road. So the way we finished off this season in the second half of the season is something to be very proud of and something that we could definitely build off of.
Coach Fisher said that he wanted you guys to take from this season that the Rams are back. As the guy closest to when the Rams were here, how do you see that?
This team is definitely headed in the right direction. A lot of young talent. The free agents that we signed in the offseason came in right away and made an impact on this team. And anyone that follows the team closely sees that we are a different team, a team to be reckoned with. And the NFC West will have to deal with us.
Steven, you said on that 14-yard run that it would be maybe a good play for us next year. Does that mean we can expect you to be back, or at least that you want to be
back?
Well,
regardless, you know, negotiation is going to be that. You know, my agent and in the front office will sit down, and the organization has been first class with me. To even give me the chance to even be a free agent, that just shows the respect that we have for each other. And I ensure that, you know, we're going to keep an open mind and hopefully get this done.
I know the retirement talk kind of blew up for whatever reason, you know, this week. Do you want to quell that at all, or is that just was it a bigger thing than when you said that you know, you meant it to be?
Well, what I said was I will seek all options, and that'll be something that is an option for me. But I love the game of football. I feel like I still have a lot left in my tank, and let's just get the deal done. How about that?
Talk about Jeff Fisher and just the job that he's done his first year here.
Coach Fisher's done a great job. I think, you know, Mr. Kroenke, that was an excellent hire. Yeah, it wasn't too many candidates out there that I really look forward to playing for, but, you know, he nailed that one, got it right with Coach Fisher. So I'm very excited about what Coach is building here. His coaching staff is very credible. They've done a good job of getting us prepared week in and week out. And Coach Fisher is definitely one of my favorite coaches already in this short amount of time.
Steven, in Sam's rookie season, you guys come here and for the final game, and it's nowhere close to what it was today. The growth you've seen in Sam from that day to today.
Sam has all the attributes to be a great leader, a great quarterback in this league, and you see year in and year out he's progressing. The major thing now that we want to build is consistency around him, give him something that not so much, you know, turnover as far as, you know, offensive play calling and offensive coordinators. Once he gets settled in, you know, we'll truly see what we see day in and day out in the practice field on game day.